And now Sir Basil Nardlestrode's chief grabber of the seductive brethren explains his position.
The basis of the movement is, of course, getting hold of, grabbing, seizing, probing, and doing anything we really can do with young ladies of the female inclination. That, of course, includes myself, yours very truly, Sir Basil Nardlestrode, the Clintister of Wintistering, who, as you know, laid down his life in the Boer War, and later picked it up again during the Indian Crisis. His function is to ram. To ram, followed by a grab, followed by a probe, and then, if he's got the energy, he goes out for a stiff walk. Sometimes dancing, sometimes moving, sometimes grabbing gnats and stuffing them up his nostril. You know, the sort of thing.
Absolutely marvellous. A wonderful devotion to nature. Do tell me, do you ever reveal your membership?
We never have. It's a closely veiled secret. But if I mention the figure of three, I don't think that would be a million miles from the truth.
Marvellous, yes. I've often wondered what form do your rituals take when you sort of get together in some sense? What really happens there? What goes on in this moment of the gribbling?
Well, it's awfully hard to say because I've always been there. I think somebody in a helicopter a few thousand miles away could get a clearer view of what we do. But I think the best thing you can do is to consult the Holy Scrode, of course, which contains the basics of all our seductive life. As you know, Grabli Kom, the well-known Egyptian seductive, in his preface to the third volume of the Introduction to the Egyptian Membership List, which was published by Secker, Rogol and Stagg about 4 years ago, said he didn't know.
No, didn't.
So I think it would be unwise to...
Wonderfully agnostic position, I think that
you've
is.
You've got very hairy nostrils, you know.
Yes, you know, it comes from my Indian experience.
What was that? Was that some sort of sucker pie, was it?
I had trouble with a guru.
A ghoul?
Yes, a guru. Let's get back to you,
Not
Basil.
The Uhuru guru, the awful freedom fighter who laid down his...
Alas, yes. Pity he died. I think it's awfully
Died
refreshing.
In agony, I hear.
Yes, absolutely.
A lovely part of India,
yes.
A beautiful part. I remember in the old days we used to ride Sherpas right through the streets and have a glass of vino tinto, and the whole world was a better place in those days.
Yes.
God was in his heaven, you know, the best place for him,
exactly,
I always say.
Yes, pale hands I love.
Oh, I love pale hands.
Yes.
Oh, I'm loving them now, did you notice?
Yes, I love your pale hands. Do tell me, Basil, we've often heard a lot about Signor Fallatio Absurdi, the leader
well,
of the Italian
the
WOP.
The
WOP, yes. Yeah. I love that. What does he do?
The WOPper,
really?
As we call him.
Yes,
what does
WOPper.
He do? What doesn't he do? I think it would be more appropriate
Excellent.
To say. He's
yes.
Basically Italianate. He was born in the Conoscente, the region of Rome where the Poves live. And he gradually sort of built up a kind of sophistication, which I don't think has been equaled throughout the Western world. Absurdi has this tremendous kind of cock.
Cock, marvellous, yes.
Which I think is so important in a world of changing values, where the hydrogen, of course, the menace of the bum, hangs
yes.
over us all. And Peter, Paul, and Mary, as they said, the answer, my friend, is. He's blowing, and that is the answer, I think. The
blowing,
more you can
yes.
blow, the better.
Do tell me about Alphonse Enorme, your French representative. He's such a charmer.
Well, Enorme, have you come across Enorme?
I've never come across him personally, but I have friends.
Lots of people
have
come
yes,
across
I believe
him, but he's
have.
Getting fed up with it, actually. He's an awfully nice sort of, he's a sort of French creature, brought up in the Champs de Mars. He lives off, you know, the French do, vast quantities of vino tinto, likes to have a glass of that every 3 minutes.
Yes.
And basically, his interest is in dying. He's been trying to die for many years and hasn't succeeded. He wants to put an end to it all.
How tremendously admirable. You know, I think it's so refreshing, in the midst of life that we can think
we
about
We are in death,
death
yes. In the midst of death, we can't think about anything, of course.
Yes, that's all. That's all flippant.
The afterbirth is what worries me. What comes after the birth? Is it life? Is it death?
Surely the riddle of the Sphinx, isn't it?
Oh, the riddle of the Sphinx. You know the answer to that one.
No, what is it?
Well, there was this Jewish Sphinx walking down Socky Hall Street, and who should come in but a Scotsman who said, "Wahey, brother, how's your trousers?" The answer is, Kathy Kirby or Andy Williams. I forget which it is.
What are the aims of the seductive brethren? What do they really aim at, I wonder?
Well, I suppose if you mention the word total happiness...
happiness.
Yes, you would be right. You see, happiness is such a wonderful thing. I think it was, who was it? Montesquieu, in his infinite wisdom, in his... Actress in his bathroom. In his infinite bathroom said, "Le bonheur, sexualité, c'est toujours le même. Mais dans les séductives, on voit des choses qu'on ne voit pas jamais autre part."
I wonder if you could translate that for some of our French listeners.
No, I couldn't. I hate the creatures.
Do tell me, I remember a marvellous visit you had in your Christmas from those Germans.
Oh, Jesus Christ popped in.
Did he?
Himself, all neatly wrapped in swaddling bands. Very tastefully got out, I thought. And he popped in, you know, and said hello, bonjour, seductive, as he spoke the language.
Finally, one last question, Sir Basil. Have you any final sort of ambition, really, in your sect?
I would like to see a absolutely frank and healthy sect life taking over. I think when we cast aside our cares, we cast aside our clothes. I mean, that's what I do, in any case.
Well, I'm sure that'll be an inspiration to us all. Good night, Basil.
Good night, and well done, Manny.